Daf Lamed Ches. In Daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin Mabez, and we will start a couple lines up from the bottom. We just had a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Abaya and Rava discuss how to understand the Mishnah here on Lamed Zayin Amed Beis. The Mishnah tells us that if an Eved is captured and then is redeemed, so that depends what reason he was redeemed for. So the Tanna Kamma holds, if he was redeemed to be an Eved, then he stays being an Eved. And if he's redeemed to be a Ben Chorin, so then he is a Ben Chorin. That's the Tanna Kamma, that it goes by the Kavanas of why he was redeemed. Rav Shubha Gamliel says no. Rav Shubha Gamliel says no matter what, he returns to being an Eved. So what is the case? Are we talking about before Yeyush? Are we talking about after Yeyush? So that is the Machlokas. Abaya says the Mishnah is talking about before Yeyush. And that is why, if it's L'shem Eved, so it goes back to the Rabbo Rishon. If it's L'shem Ben Chorin, so then it does not go back to the Rabbo Rishon. I is before Yeyush, but nobody's going to redeem. If they know, there's more of a chance, Abaya holds, that people will redeem and be willing to redeem if they know the person is going to be going free and not going back to his Eved Kanani status. Rav Shubha Gamliel says, no, you always go back to being an Eved, because people will redeem even Avadim. So that is Abaya. Rava says, no, the Mishnah is talking about after Yeyush, and L'shem Eved, after Yeyush, if it's L'shem Eved, he's Mishtabe to the Rabbo Sheni. Right, because it's after Yeyush. And L'shem Ben Chorin, right, he's not Meshubit, that's straightforward. Baruch Shem Gamliel is the Chiddush, that he goes back to being an Eved, even if he's redeemed L'shem Ben Chorin because of Chizkiyah. Because Chizkiyah tells us that if somebody knows that they'll always go free, then they'll just go and allow themselves, the Eved will allow themselves to go and be captured, so that eventually they will go and be free. So, Meisvei, says the Gemara, 8 lines up at the bottom. The next couple of Daf, really, up until the next 5-6 Daf, talk all about issues of Avdus and Eved Kenani and other related issues until we get to the last couple of Mishnayos of the Perek, which deal with other issues. But says the Gemara, Meisvei, Amar Lan Rav Shubha Gamliel, Kishem Shemitzvah Liftosas B'nei Chorin, Kach Mitzvah Liftosas O'Avadim. Rav Shubha Gamliel says in a Braisa, the Kishem, just like there's a mitzvah to redeem B'nei Chorin, fully free people, so too there's a mitzvah to redeem Avadim. Remember, Avadim in all these contexts means Eved Kenani, an Eved who used to be non-Jewish, and now he is somewhere in the middle. He went to the mikvah and became an Eved L'shem Eved Kenani. He is chayiv in mitzvahs aseh shelo hazman grama. And he's somewhere in the middle. At the end of his days, he'll have the choice to become a full Jew. So that is the type of Eved that the Gemara is talking about here. So the Braisa says that Rav Shubha Gamliel compares the mitzvah of redeeming a Ben Chorin and an Eved. So Bishlam al Abaya, Domer Lefnei Yeyush. According to Abaya, he uses this Kashem. Hainu Tegamer Kashem. It's exactly in the Svara that we had on the second wide line. That the Svara of Shubha Gamliel is that he's Meshubat even though it's before Yeyush. They're both Meshubat, even if it's L'shem Ben Chorin. That's why there's a Kishem there. Ela L'Rava, D'Amar La'achar Yeyush. But according to Rava, Hai Kishem, Mishum T'chizkiyu. It's not because of the Kishem, it's because of the Chizkiyah line. That's when Eved does not go and allow himself to become captured. So why does it say Kishem? Amar L'cha Rava, Reb Shubha Gamliel, Lo Aviyadi Mai Ka'amri Rabbanan. Reb Shubha Gamliel did not know which case the Rabbanan were talking about, so he covered both sides. V'hachi Ka'amar L'hu. This is really what he meant to say. You put the Braisa and what was quoted earlier in the name of Chizkiyah together. Ilifne Yeyush Ka'amri Tu. If you hold the Mishnah, if talking about before Yeyush, and that's where your distinction is, Hainu Kishem. So that's my Kishem. If it's before Yeyush, I say no. Just like there's a mitzvah to redeem B'nei Chorin, there's a mitzvah to redeem Avadim. Ila Acher Yeyush Ka'amri. So and if it's after Yeyush, let me tell you why I think they're Mishubit in both ways. Kid Chizkiyah, because of Chizkiyah. So he uses both Svaras. Good. Says the Gemara, Ula Rava to Amar La'achar Yeyush, Ula Rabo Sheini. According to Rava, second view, Rava said the Mishnah is talking about after Yeyush. After Yeyush, and if you redeem L'shem Shibud, then who does the Eved go to? The second Rabo. Ask the Gemara, Rabo Sheini Miman Kanile, who did the Rabo Sheini get the Eved from? Right, there was Yeyush. And now the Shavai, the captor, took the Eved, and now it goes to the Rabbo Sheni. So who is makna it to the Rabbo Sheni? Mishavoy, pashas from the captor, right? Because the first Rab master has given up hope. Now the Shavai has it. Shavai gufe mikanile. Could the Shavai really own this Eved? Rather, if there are kinyanim that you needed an eved, we know from Mishnayos and Maseches Kiddushin there are requirements that are needed for eved to be nikneh. So, what kind of kinyan did someone do? And is it possible for this shavai, who we assume is a non-Jew, to be kona the eved? We know there are many rules and regulations about which kinyanim work for non-Jews. Right? They can do whatever kinyanim they want, but from our perspective, from our point of view, which kinyanim do we say work? Halacha l'maisa, we're machmer like all different opinions. Where do we have this? By selling the chametz. That's why we do five different kinyanim by selling the chametz to cover all the bases to make sure we go like all the rishonim. So when we sell the chametz, we do a handshake, which is situmta, which is the accepted way of doing kinyanim. We give kinyan kesef, we do kinyan shtar, we do kinyan chatzer, we lease the area where the chametz is, we do all of them, just to be safe, to cover the bases. L'maisa, which kinyanim work? And there's also a difference between which kinyanim work between Jew and non-Jew, and which kinyanim work between non-Jew and non-Jew in Jewish law. So there's all different permutations exactly what kinyanim works. So ask the Gemara here. Can this shavoi, can this oved kochavim own this eved kinani in this case? So the Gemara says, yes, he owns him in a certain sense. Kani leila maase yadav. He owns him regarding the maase yadayim, regarding the earnings. So it's a somewhat of a kinyan. He has rights to this eved, and that's strong enough to be able to transfer it to the Rabo Sheini. Damar Reish Lakish, after all, Reish Lakish says, minayin lo'ovi kochavim, shekana es ovi kochavim l'maisa yadav. How do you know that one non-Jew can be kona, another non-Jew l'maisa yadav? Again, bizman hazeh, we don't have any of these statuses, so it's all just lamdas today, right? We don't have the status of an eved kanani today. Right, that we don't have the status of an Eved Ivri today. A person, halachically, and we say the word own, which sounds like something negative, but it didn't mean that. It meant, own regarding services. And the master has responsibilities to the Eved, and it's servitude. Servitude. But again, we don't have any of these statuses today. But again, at least in the halachic realm, Reish Lakish says, how do you know the Nevik Kochavim can own the rights of another Ovik Kochavim Lamaisa Yadav for his earnings? Shenamar Vegami Bnei Atoshavim Hagarim Imachem Mehem Tiknu. From the people who live amongst you, from them, you, from the other nations, you shall acquire. Atem Konim Mehem, you shall acquire from them. Velo Heim Konim Mikem, but they cannot acquire you. Rashi Es Echad Mikem, they can acquire a fellow Ovi Kochavim, but not a Jew. V'lo heim konim zeh mizeh. But they cannot be koneh one from the other. Yachol lo yiknu zeh zeh. The Brisa says, you might think they cannot be koneh one from the other, which sounds like they really can. So the Gemara interrupts for a second. What are you talking about? Yachol lo yiknu zeh zeh. Ha'amei lo heim konim zeh mizeh. You're about to explain why they can. You just said they can't. So achi ka'amar. No, this is what the Brisa means. V'lo heim konim zeh mizeh legufo. They can't own the guf, the inherent status of each other. Yachol lo yiknu zeh et zeh l'maisa yadav. You might think they can't even own lagabe, the earnings of one another. Amar kal v'chomer, they can, based on a kal v'chomer. Ovi kochavim Yisrael kone. If an Ovi kochavim can even own a Jew, lagabe his earnings. Ovi kochavim l'kol shekein. Surely an Ovi kochavim l'gabe kochavim. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's the source. That's Reish Lakish. That what it must be talking about in our Mishnah is that regarding the earnings, the Shavoi owns this Eved Kenani, and therefore that's how he is makne him ultimately to the Rabo Sheni. As the Ritva, if there's Yeush, so why isn't the Eved Kona himself? Right, we say there's Yeush, and therefore the Eved is nikne to the Shavoi. But even before the Shavoi comes, the Eved should be nikne to himself. As it says the Ritva, it must be that the Shavoi is not being nikne min hahefker. If it's min hahefker, the Eved is the first one that's zoche in himself before the Shavoi is. So says the Ritva, v'i kasha lecha v'lo amar de Eved zoche b'nafshe, d'hai Shavoi lo zacha be'eved ela mishum yeyush. There was yeyush, but the Shavoi is actively involved here. How is he actively involved? Says the Ritva, an important concept. V'yesh lomar, d'hacha, afilun tipsalomar d'michi miyayish minei, zacho eved b'maise yadav, mikamakom kivan d'ha eved b'yad goyhu, hadar hagoy v'zachi v'yla maise yadav, b'chazakashu machzikba, d'mishah shelakho b'milchama, Zachabo ba'eved. There's something called Kenyan Milchama. There's something called a Chazaka Milchama. So here there's no war, literally, but it means against one's will in a, not in a battlefield, but in a forceful type of way. That's Kenyan Milchama. When one country battles another country and takes over the land, that's called Kenyan Milchama. Kenyan Milchama. It's a form of Kenyan Chazaka, but it's a Kenyan Milchama. So the Ritva says that here. If the Shavoy took the Eved, and even before the person had Yeish, Mistama, this is like a Yeish Shalomi, not Shalomi Das, he didn't know about it, but Yeish happens later on. So, Memela, the second the Yeish happens, the Kenyan Milchama kicks in, says the Ritva. There's no time, there's no lapse where the Eved can be Kona himself. Even though there was Yeush, and really we always stay, the person is Kona himself min hefker, but here it's not the same. To call Emas de Miyayish Marimine Havidide. He took him so that the second that Yeush happens, it goes to the Shavoy. Omishem Cheskas Milchama. V'yavagav de Lokani Leva Alter, Kani Meosa Shah Lechimiyayish Marimine. He's Kona from the moment that the master then has Yeush afterwards, he is Kona at that moment. So that's what the Ritva here, the Rabbeinu Kreskes, says. You have to say why the Eved is not Kona himself. Good. So now back to the Gemara. The Ema. So what have we just explained? How the Shavoy is Kona, the Eved Kenani, Lemaise Yadav. Says the Gemara, V'eima hanimili b'chaspa, maybe that only works, we know, that an Ovei Kochavim can be Kone Ovei Kochavim with Kenyan Kasef. Avo b'chazaka lo, who says, now let's read this with the Ritva, who says that such a thing, like Kenyan Chazaka, this type of Kenyan Milchama, who says that this should work? So, before we even get there, what type of Chazaka are we talking about here? So the Ritva said that it means this chazaka of Kenyan Milchama. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says here, what does chazaka here mean? A chazaka shel avdus. Hil bisho hin ilo hirchitza l'ravo. If the Eved gets the master, helps the master get dressed and puts his shoes on and helps him take a shower, marchiz brings him water up from the river. That is the chazaka that we are talking about. Right? The Tosfos doesn't like that pshat because he says even Yisrael be Yisrael is not Kone in that way. Right? That type of Kenyan chazaka doesn't work even Yisrael for Yisrael. So that's more difficult. But either way, that's the Rashi and the Ritva, what exactly it means here. Tosfos also seems to connect it to other types of chazakas, not like Rashi says. But either way, back to the Gemara. So how do you know it works? The Gemara answers, Amar of Papa, Amon u'Moav tiharo b'sichon. Amon and Moav were purified by Sichon. What does that mean? We know the Torah tells us that we weren't allowed to go fight Amon and Moav. We had to go around. But Chazal tell us, later on we did fight those lands. Why? Because Sichon had conquered them. Once Sichon had conquered them, so these were called Sichon lands. They weren't called Amon and Moab lands anymore, and therefore we were able to conquer them. That wasn't a violation, because that was Kenya Chazaka of Sichon. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan Ovei Kochavim, Ovei Kochavim. Ovei Kochavim Yisrael Minalon. So fine, we know that Ovei Kochavim can be Kone another Ovei Kochavim Legabe Maisi Adayim. What about Ovei Kochavim being Kone a Yisrael? What does Yisrael here mean? A Mixas Yisrael, and I have a Kenani. When it comes to Sichon and Amon and Moab, those are total Ovei Kochavim. How do we know? Our context. Eved Kenani, Minolan, Dechsiv, Ayish, Mimenu, Shevi. They took Shevi from us. They took captives from us. Even full Jews. So surely, when it comes to an Eved Kenani. So the wars of Amon and Moab and Sihon, all those wars teach us various halachos, even though it just seems like history. So there's various halachos. Here's one. Amon and Moab, Tiero B'sicha. We learn there's something called Kenyan Chazaka. Right? And that, of course, is the, we're not going to go to it now, but the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Avichira, when the Rambam talks about the difference between the first Kedusha, Kidsha L'Shaita, the first one when Yeshua went in, that was Lo Kidsha L'Asilavo, while the second Kedusha was Kidsha L'Shaita, the Kidsha L'Asilavo. That Kedusha stayed. Why did the second Kedusha stay? The answer is, the Rambam explains, because the first Kedusha was accomplished in a different way than the second Kedusha. Right? The first Kedusha was through Kibush. The second was through Chazaka. And what's the difference? Kibush, once a country is conquered through Kibush winning a war, so Mamela, once that war is undone, a different country comes in, so then that's lost. Exactly what our Gemara says here. Right? Once Ammon and Moab were conquered by Sichon, that's called Sichon land. And therefore, we're allowed to attack it. We're allowed to go through with it. So, too, the Rambam says, when we went in the first time with Yehoshua, so then we went out, and we went into Golus, and Bavel conquered Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that Kedusha was lost because of Kibush. But the second Kedusha was based on, it's a different usage of the word than we're using here, Chazaka. There, Chazaka did not mean what we're talking about taking by force, but there, Chazaka, the Rama means settlement. And settlement, once you settle, so that wasn't by force, that was with permission of Koresh and the Umos HaOlam to go back to Eretz Yisrael and build the second base of Mikdash, so that cannot be undone. Once there's permission, so it's not based on, I conquer you, you conquer me. It's based on a different type of mechanism, Chazaka, and therefore, it does not get undone. There is a question exactly why not. You know, maybe if you're unsettled, if you're thrown out, it also should be undone. So that's a question we've had in the past. The Kesef Mishnah asks the question, doesn't answer it. The Kesef Mishnah there in Hilchos Beis HaBechira asks, why should it be different? But there is a difference. The Rambam clearly says there is a difference. The Tosfos Yatav in Maseches Idios as a suggestion. But either way, this is the Gemara about Ammon and Moab versus Sichon. Another halacha we learn out from those wars, we know Ammon and Moab, and when we went out to them, if you remember, Ammon and Moab, they should have had some Rachmanis on us. Right? As we know, Ammon and Moab come from Lot and his daughters. Lot was only saved because of the schus of Avram Avinu. And look what they did. They were terrible to us. They came out and they brought us bitter waters and they made us sick. Right? They should have been nicer to us. And we learned from there, that's why the Torah tells us in Kisetse that Ammon and Moab are not allowed into Klal Yisrael. They're not allowed in. They're not allowed to marry in. Even if they convert, they're not allowed to marry in. Lo yavo amoni moavi b'kal Hashem. But we darshan from there, amoni v'lo amonit, moavi v'lo moavit. Only the males. Why? Because only the males should have come out and given us. Because the women call kvudabas melech panima. It's not the derech of the women to come out and offer food and drink. And therefore, they weren't held accountable. And that, of course, is the basis for the heter of Davan HaMelech to being roi lavu b'kahol in the Gemara in Yevamos. That tells us that after David killed Goliath, there was a whole machlokas on the battlefield. Doeg HaAdomi, was one of the few who, according to some, lost his Olam Haba. He tells Shaul, he can't marry, he can't be the king, he can't even be a Jew. Ammon and Moab, they're excluded. And Avner and Asoel got up and say, no, Chas v'Shalom. Ammoni v'lo Ammonit, Moavi v'lo Moavit. Yes, Ammon and Moab are excluded, but not the women. And therefore, David HaMelech is allowed in. Something we've touched on in the past, why exactly that was the roots of David HaMelech, but not for now. So now we continue, though. So we've come up with the first source that we need. Amar Rav Shimbar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Here we go. And as I mentioned, the next couple of daf are a lot about avadim, but as we will see, there are a lot of other inyanim that are sprinkled in to these dafim as well, as we will see, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan, Eved Shabarach Mibeso Asurim, Yotza L'Cheiris. What's the case? Rashi says, an Eved Kenani was owned by Yisrael, and he was Nishva Al Yidei Akum, and he was put in jail, and then he ran away from the jail. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan says he goes free, runs away. V'lo od, ela, shekofen es rabo, v'kozo lo get shichur. Not only does he go free on a dine mamonis level, but regarding his isser, his kinyan isser level, we make the master write him a get shichur. So he'll be totally free, not just in the olam ha-mamoni, but even in the olam ha-isuri. Tanan, is that really true? What about our Mishnah? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Benkach uVenkach Yishtabed. That was Rabbi Yochanan talking. And now we have Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah says, no matter what he's redeemed for, he becomes an avid again. V'yamar Rav Avrachana Amar Rav Yochanan, Kamakam Shoshana Rav Shimon Gamliel Mibishaseinu, Halacha Kamoso. Whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel says a Shita in a Mishnah, we hold like him, Chutz Me'arev, Fitzidon, V'rayach Rona. Except for these three cases, which our case is not one of them. Right, three other cases in Shas. Question mark. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that if this Eved runs away, Eved Shabarach from jail, he goes free, but he holds like a Shimon Gamliel? That for whatever reason you redeem, he has to be Meshubat again. So Bishlam Ali Abaya. According to Abaya, you know the distinction. Muki la lahai lefne yeish v'hai la'achar yeish. Abaya said our Mishnah is before yeish. That's why he's Meshubat either way, while Rabbi Yochanan's statement here must be after yeish. Ela la Rava to Amar la Achar Yeish, but according to Rava, who even the Mishnah was after Yeish, Kasha the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan, Stira, Hakad Rabbi Yochanan, hold like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel in our Mishnah, that the Eved is always returned to his servitude, while here Rabbi Yochanan says that he's not. Amar la Rava, says Rava, wait a minute. Time of my Mishum de Chizkiya. Why did we say in the Mishnah? What was the svar of Rav Shimon Gamliel? Mishum de Chizkiya, that we don't want Avadim going by themselves and offering themselves to be captured. Borak Shiny. We don't have that worry if the Eved himself runs away from the Eved. If it's a case where somebody was redeemed, okay. But where he runs away, we don't have a worry. Why? Hash l'ktala masar nafshe. Apule apol nafshe l'gaisos. If the Eved himself ran away from jail, he knew he's taken his life into his own hands. And he knows if he's captured, he's going to be killed. So never like that, that's not going to be a model for any other avadim. Normal, regular avadim aren't going to give their lives like that, and therefore we don't have to worry and make a gzeira mishum that. This isn't going to lead avadim to go give themselves over to the geisos. So that's why, even though normally Rashbag, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Eved would always go back to servitude, but here, where he risked his life, we say it is okay. Period. Okay, a couple of stories. Amse Demar Shmuel Ishtaboi, the maidservant of Shmuel, was captured. Parkua Lushum Amhasa Vishadruole. The people redeemed her to be back to be an Amma, back to be a Shifcha Kananis. Vishadruole, and they sent to him. Sholchule Anan, they sent to him as follows. Anan Rav Shimon Gamliel Sfiralan. We hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, like Rabbi Yochanan said, meaning she's an Eved now. She's a Shifcha. At Inami Krabanan Sfira Lacha. Even if you are like the Rabbanan, Anan L'Shem Amhasa Parkina Le'Niela. But we redeemed her L'Shem Avdus. So either way, Shmuel, here's your Shifcha back. You could keep her. The Inhu Saver L'Fnei Yeish Avi. No, the problem was that they thought Shmuel did not have Yeish yet. And that's why she goes back to him. But Veloi, the reality was it was La'achar Yeish Avi. It was after Yeish. And V'Shmuel, Lomi Boi to Eishes De ishtabude lo mishtabidba. Not only did he not take her back as a shivcha, elagita de cheruzanami lo asercha. He didn't even make himself. He didn't even write her a shtar shichrer. She was memela free. Shwai, Shmuel etaimei. Shmuel goes l'shitaso to Amar Shmuel, hamafker avdo yatsa lecherus. They notzara get shichrer. If somebody is mafkir, they're eved, and mafki here, Rashi says, is associated with Yeush. Okay, well, that's a big topic. How close they are to each other. They're not exactly the same, but we'll put them together for now. Shmuel said if somebody's mafka, their Eved, the Eved goes free. Venotar get shichur. You don't even need to get shichur. How do you know? Shenemar. V'chol Eved ish miknas kasef. Every last week's parsha, if every Eved of an ish miknas kasef, Eved ish lo Eved isha, what? Only a man can have an Eved, not a woman. Ela Eved sheyesh lo reshus l'rambo alav kari Eved. Eved ish, an Eved that the ish has rights to the Eved, that's called an Eved. She'en lo reshus the rabbo alav eino kari Eved. Somebody who does not have reshus, the rabbo does not have reshus on him, he's not called an Eved. Meaning functionality impacts legal ownership. And therefore, according to Shmuel, once functionality is gone, meaning Yeush or Hefker, Memela, the legal ownership is also Paka. And therefore, Shmuel says there is no reason for even a Shtar Shichrur in this context. Two important discussions. Number one, Tosfos. Not Tosfos here. Tosfos in Yevamos has a beautiful question. Tosfos says, if Shmuel really holds that you can be mafka your Eved and he goes free, so why on the list of Kinyanim in Maseches Kiddushin, where we always list how an Eved could be Kona himself, how an Eved could be sold, why doesn't it say Hefker as one of the Kinyanim? Right, Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, all the different ways of being Kona, why isn't Hefker on the list? So Tosfos said, has two opinions. Yevamos Memches Amud Aleph. Tosfos asked this question, right? That's also where Shmuel appears. The Shita of Mafkar Abdul Yazal Lecheres, Vinitzorah Get Shichur. Asks the Tosfos, Vim Tomar, let me just find the question. Says Tosfos, Aval Hefker, I'll just read you the answer. Aval Hefker, Shemisalek Rishuso, Mo'il, I'm sorry, Vim Tomar, here it is. Amaylo Chashev Hefker, Gabi Kinyonim, Shal Evid, Beperakama de Kiddushin. Why isn't it listed there? Answer number one. V'yesh lomar delo chashiv ele kinyonim shemakne harav le'eved atzmo. Vehefker Eino Ela Siluk Ba'alma Shaharav Misalek Atzmo Mena Eved. Tosfos is speaking like an Achron here. Tosfos says, because Hefker is not a Haknah, it's a Siluk. I'm not actively doing anything. I'm just removing myself. That's not a Kinyan. That works, but it's not a Kinyan. And that's why it's not on the list of Kinyanim. A Kinyan, you actively need to do something. But Hefker is not. Second answer, Tosfos says, sounds like fundamentally it is a type of Kinyan, but mechanisms that work for everything aren't listed there. Just like Kitakamar Hazel and Yichalipin. Chalipin is also not on any of those lists. Kiti Chalipin, that works for Metalton, that works for Karka, that works for everything. The universal Kinyanim aren't listed there. The end of the first paragraph of Kedushin lists off the unique Kinyanim for each item. But if it's something that works for everything, it's not listed. So what are the 2 days of Tosfos? Unbelievable. How do you look at Hefker? Is Hefker a Hakna'ah? Or is it more of a Siluk? Tosfos says a Beferish. Those are the 2 days listed in Tosfos. And again, this is a question that the Achronim flesh out even more, and they link many of the other types of other halachic discussions about Hefker. Could you be Mafker by yourself, or do you have to have an aid? Machlokas Rishonim. Do you have to do Hefker in front of Edim? Or could I just be Mafkir in front of myself? The Machan Ephraim discusses this in Zehilcha Zechiv Hefker. He discusses, Im Hefker Tzarech Lios Lefachos Bifnei Eid Echad, O Afilu Beino Lebein Atzmo, Gamkin Moel. So this could be based on the Machlokas, and it could go in either direction. Right? If it's a Kinyan, so then what? I could be mocking to you something even not in front of Edom. I won't have any Raya, but I could be mocking to you something not in front of Edom. So if it's a Kinyan, so you don't need Edom. If it's a Siluk, maybe that's a different type of mechanism to remove yourself. So maybe that's different and that would need Edom. Or you could flip it the other way, but that's a one. Or can you be mafkir? The Achronim discuss, can you be mafkir la acharzman? Can you be mafkir it to take effect in a month from now? So if you might not be able to remove yourself al tnai la'achar zman. If it's a Kenyan, you can do any Kenyanim la'achar zman. Again, another nafka mina. What about being mafkir on Shabbos? Is there any issue about being mafkir on Shabbos? So again, all of these relate to what's the mechanism of Hefker. Is Hefker considered das acheres makne? Meaning, according to the Rishonim that say, that a katan could own something mida oraisa by das acheres makne. If I am makne it to him, so then, does Hefker work? If I'm mafkir something and the katan picks it up, could that somehow, or if I'm mafkir it to a katan? So these are all discussions of how you look at Hefker, but it all starts with that Tosfos and Yevamos on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph about the din of Shmuel. Number one. Number two, the other important discussion to have here is the question of the Ksos. The Ksos says, according to Shmuel, you could just be mafka your Eved. You don't even have to write a star shichur. So why is it that we had back in the first parak the requirement of star shichur? It has to be written l'shma, just as an example. Right? You compare lola me'isha, just like a get has to be written l'shma, show to a star shichur. Says the ksos, okay, so let's say it wasn't written l'shma. It's no worse than being mafkir. Right? So why would you have to have the get star shichur written l'shma? So it's just like a regular star. Right? But you can be mafkir even without any star. Ask the ksos. So says the Ksos, it's in the same piece that we've quoted 5 times already, Simin Reish, Os Hey. Says the Ksos, no. The point is, if you're using a Shtar Shichrur, then you're not going the path of Hefker. You're going the path of Shtar. And remember, by Shtar Shichrur, you have to overcome something. Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabo. So how in the world does the Eved take his Shtar and achieve his own independence? It's the magical principle of Ba'in Ke'echad, which only applies by a get isha and a star shichur. But the only way that works is if it's written lishma. That's part of the magic of this Ba'in Ke'echad. You need it to be written lishma, and that's the unique halachic mechanism that then allows the Eved to gain his status through having the get put into his own rishus, which he really can't have, somewhat circular, but that's what's required, right? If it's not lishma, then it's just like a shtar mecher, or a matana. A regular shtar mecher matana doesn't work. If a master tries to sell something to an eved, it doesn't work, because the eved is an extension of himself. It's like selling something from his right hand to his left hand. It doesn't work, right? It's the special status of bon kechad, and that's why you would need lishma, even according to Shmuel, right? Because you're not going the path of Hefker. Okay, let's continue. Next story, about two-thirds of the way down. Amsei, the Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra Ishtaboi, the maidservant of a different Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, was captured. Parka Hahu Tarmuda'a L'Shem Itza, a certain non-Jew, a Tarmuda'a, redeemed her to be his wife. Shalchulei L'Didei, they sent a message to Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra. Iyos Avdis, if you want to do the right thing, Shadr L'Gita D'Cherusa, send her a Shtar Shechur. That's the story. So what's the case? Hey Chidami, what exactly is going on here? E dematu parkila, do they have the ability to redeem her? So then, lamali ditka dechirusa, why are they saying, you know, free her? Just redeem her. E delomatu parkila, if they do not have the ability to redeem her, kishadr la gita dechirusa mayave. If she's captured and she belongs to this Tarmudian, so what is the Shtar Shichur help? Why are they saying send the Shtar Shichur? The Gemara has two answers. Number one, la olam de matzu parkila. Maybe they can, meaning the guy is willing for a certain price. The kiva de mishad de lagita de cherusa. But once he sends a shtar shichur, chibure mechabri adadi uparkila. More people will get involved. They'll be able to get more funds if she is going to be freed instead of going back to the master of Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, and that's why they said to free her. V'iba yisema or la'olam de la matzi parkila, or maybe they cannot free her, right? She's stuck with him. But v'kiva de mishad de la gita de cherusa, but if he sends a shtar shichur, and he puts it in the newspapers, so everybody's going to know about it. Mitzala ba'ape u'mifrikla. So then this Tarmudia is not going to be interested. Everybody's going to know that he took a Jewish maidservant, and she's going to be muzulzelous in his eyes, and that will end up hopefully freeing her. Says the Gemara Marmar, but what do you mean? That's going to cause her to free her? Chaviva, we learned it about Azara. Chaviva lembehemdon shal Yisrael yosem minishosehen. The Talmudians, you know, love even the animals of the Jews. I'm not going to get into the details of that, why that is. The Gemara there speaks about the Zuhama, but why would he be embarrassed about that? Hanimili bitzina. No, that's only if it was in private. Avo befarhasia zilabu milsa. He wouldn't be interested, and therefore, if it becomes public that he took a Jewish maidservant, that would give a chance for her to be freed. So that's why they sent the message to Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra to free the maidservants. That was story number two. Rabbi Gilyan Ashas here, Rabbi Kiva Eger, he has a kasha. It's an unusual. Usually, as we know, he just quotes a makar, and you got to figure out the question yourself. Here, he says this whole question very explicitly. He says, how can this master send the Shtar Shichur? We know that the din of Rabbi Yochanan, Baba Kama, right? If somebody steals something, and I don't have it, Gazav alonis Yashua Bailim, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shneim einem yicholin lahakdisho. I can't be makdish it. The master cannot be makdish something that was stolen from him because it's not pershuso, and the ganav cannot be makdish it because it's einah shalo. Zelavishin pershuso, zelavishin shalo. So you don't have control of items that are not in your physical domain. So, how can a person be mishachrer his eved in this case? Kashali asked the Gilyan Ashas, Hakiva delo haya koach biad bezin lotzio, if this eved is stuck, is not redeemable from the Ovi Kochavim, ein koach biad bailam lahakdisho lafkiro, then the bailam should not be able to redeem, to send to the Shtar Shichur. And even if you want to say, he discusses this in Sukkah also, Karka ain't an exalas and avadim hukshala karkos, and therefore maybe the Eved is always considered his rishus. No, but this is movable karka. Right? There's a difference between an Eved hukshala karkos for some halachos and not for other halachos. And therefore, heich yocho l'shachmaro. He says, how could it be? So this is a kasha that all the achronim deal with. Why are you able to be mishachrer? Right? The achronim, the Achiezer deals with this, the Rav Moshe Feinstein deals with this, just to mention the Achiezer's shot. He says that an Eved, as we know, there are two Kinyanim a master has in every Kinyan Eved, a Kinyan Isser and a Kinyan Mamon. We'll get back to that in a couple of minutes also. So, you're right, the Kinyan Mamon, the Bailam cannot be Mafkir or Mafkia directly, because that's Rabbi Yochanan's din. You can't be Mafkir something that's not in your Rishus. But the Kinyan Isser is very personal. Meaning, the kinyan that he has in the goof of the Eved, that is personal, and it's his wherever he is. So, and once you get rid of the kinyan Isser, through the Shtar Shichur, Memela, the kinyan Mamo can't exist by itself. And that's why it falls away as well. Right? We have this in other contexts of Halacha too. A double type of kinyan that are connected to each other. Right? Rabbeinu Tam's Shita about being Mocher Ishtar Chov, and then you can be Mochelit. Rabbeinu Tam also says, once you get rid of the Shibud HaGuf, then Memela, the Shibud Nachasim falls away. So a similar type of concept that the Achiezer says here to answer the question. Okay, though, we continue. Says the Gemara, third story. Hahu Amsa. Tahavis Bapumpadisa. There was a maid servant. Tahavika Ma'avdi Ba Inshi Isura. She was not guarded enough, so many men from Pumpadisa violated her. Violated her. She was not married. She was this, right as we learned back in the first parak, in Eved, a Shifchar, very open and hefker. So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, he loved Amar Abiyud, Amar Shmuel, were it not for Shmuel's statement, call him a Shachar Avdo over Basay, if it were not for the statement that you're not allowed to free an Eved or a Shifcha, Havi Kafina Leilamara, I would force the master to free this Shifcha, Vikasavla Digta de Cherusa, free her, and Memela, she would then be allowed to marry a Ben Chorin, and then she would have a normal marriage, and she wouldn't be subject to all of this, all of these violations. That's what I would do, but what could I do? Right, call Meshachar Avda over Basay. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Ki ham oda Rav Yehuda Mishad Nilsa Disura. What do you mean? In this type of case, Rav Yehuda Meshmuel would say, it's mutter to free the Eved, to prevent Averis from happening. You'd be able. We're going to have to talk about that. Why is that? Shichur Eved is an Isser Asay, La'ola Bahem Tavodu. But there's a machlokis here between Abaya and Ravina, whether it would be allowed to save somebody from an Avera. It's also interesting here it's not talking about saving yourself from an Avera, it's saving someone else. Tosas at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos, Dav Dalid, quotes this Gemara in the context of Chatei Bishvil Sheyizke Chaveracha. When do you ever say that I should do something wrong to prevent my friend from doing something worse? Right? Taking dough off of an oven that it's being baked on is an issa d'rabbanan to remove it. But if I leave it on, my friend's going to violate this d'oraisa of cooking on Shabbos. He put it there on Shabbos. So is that allowed? That's the context of the Gemara there on Shabbos. Chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavirecha. So Tosfos there quotes our Gemara in that context. But either way, so we have this machlokas amoraim, what to do. The Abaya says the Gemara, mishum isura lo. So Abaya wouldn't agree that you're allowed? Ha'amar Rav Chanina bar Rav Katina, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Maisa be'isha achas, shechetzi yeshivcha vechetzi yabaschorin. There was a story about a woman who was half and half. How do you get half and half? Let's say she was owned by two owners and one of them freed her. So she's still half and half. Vekafo es rabba basa baschorin. And the master was forced to free her. Why? Because she's not roy to marry anybody in this state. V'yamar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ben hafker na'aguba. They were no minang hefker in her. Question mark. So you see, Abaya argues with the story, right? Why Abaya would agree that if there's minang hefker, we would force the Eved, and we would do everything we can to rectify the situation. And Sir Achiyashta, wait a minute. Toss them over there. Lola Eved Chazya, Lola Ben Chorin Chazya. Over there, you know why? Because it was an impossible situation. She was a chatzi-chatzi, so she couldn't marry anybody. That's why there was no choice. Hacha efshar de miyachi lola avde umintala. Here she was a full shivcha, so we should have forced the master to get her in Eved Ivri and an Eved whoever he was going to marry, and or an Eved Kanani, shivcha Kananis. Eved Ivri is also allowed, but that's separate din. And therefore, there was a way out. So that's why, if there's a way out, we don't say that you are allowed in this case according to Abaya. The Marsha here discusses. Why even a chatzi chatzi can't a chatzi chatzi marry an Eved Ivri? We know there's a special din. An Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. An Eved Ivri is also allowed to marry a Amma Ivriya. Right? So if she's half and half, why can't it be an Eved Ivri? So the Marsha says, interesting halacha, an Eved Ivri is only allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis or a half and half if it's owned by the same master. But if it's someone else's, it's not allowed. Why? Says Rav Elchanan. Because what's the reason that Eved Ivri is allowed to live with a Shifcha Kananis? Not Betoras Ishus, but Betoras Avdus. Remember, the Torah even formulates this as he serves his master day and night. How does he serve his master at night? By having children that are also going to be servants for the master. So it's a Toras Avdus, and that's why it's only by the same master. That's the pshat of the Maharsha here. Period. Gufa, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Call a Meshachar Avdo over Basay. Anyone who frees his Eved violates an Asay. Shenemar, an Eved Kanani. Shenemar, la'olam, em tavodu. Meisvei, what about the famous story in Brachas? Meisvei, Rebbe Eliezer. Shenechaz, the Bezak Nasset, Lomas Asara. Vishachar Avdo, Vishlimol Asara. They had 9 men in Shul, plus an Eved Kanani. So Rebbe Eliezer freed his Eved Kanani to make the minion. That's Mesiris Nefesh for a minion. Right? But you see from there, you're allowed to. So how did he do that? Answer, mitzvah shiny. mitzvah is different, and therefore he's allowed to. It's interesting, the Gemara in Brachas has one more line here that we don't have here. Right? The Gemara then says, I mitzvah b'avera. The Gemara answer is mitzvah derabim shiny. That line does not exist. If you look in the Maariv Chayis, there in Brachas, he talks about why it doesn't exist here, and it only exists over there. And the suggestion is that our Gemara here is according to Shmuel. Shmuel of Hamafker Avdo Yatzal Achiris Veinotzorak Get Shichrer. So it was at the same exact moment, it was Be'idna, at the same moment that you're violating Lola Mam Tavodu, you're creating the minion, because you don't have to do anything else. But over there, that was within the other sheet, they don't like Shmuel. So even after he freed, he still has to give, it's not Be'in, it wasn't at the same time. Look at the Maariv Chayis there. And that's why you have that extra line, fascinating, and you don't have it here. But either way, this line of Mitzvah Shani, it's a big discussion in the Rishonim. How do you understand that line of Mitzvah Shani? Right? We might say that two approaches to answer this, to understand this line is, Hutra Dechuya. It's not exactly Hutra Dechuya, but it's kind of that, like that concept. When we say Mitzvah Shani, does that mean, really it's an Avera, but the Mitzvah overrides and says you're allowed to do the Avera? That's one idea, and that's what it sounds like by, like that out of the Gemara, Mitzvah Derabim Shani, Mitzvah Babavera. But Rov Rishonim don't assume that way. Rov Rishonim assume that Mitzvah Shani here means that there is a built-in limitation to the Avera, the Isser Asay of La'olo Bahem Tavodu. As an example, the Ran, right here. The Ran, it's quoted, Ran Gittin, Chafim Abayz Nadafi Arif, says the Ran, Mashma, Delav Asay Gomorhu. It's not a complete asay, iser asay, that is absolute. The ESA gomerhu, hechidachin and asay shabbatar, mishum hai mitzvah. How do you knock it out? So just because of the mitzvah, says the Ran, v'kiva de'ika mitzvah, what's the root of this, lo lamem tavodu? It's connected to lo sachanim. It's connected to not just giving them things for free, or letting them go free for nothing. But if you're letting them go free for a good reason, that's not considered for nothing. And therefore, it's not even the Avera. It's not that the Avera is being nidche. It's not the Avera. V'kiva de'ika mitzvah, lav bishum chanina dituka avid. Ela letzarech atzmo. V'havi le kinosei demei atzmo. So says the Ran, it's a built-in limitation to the Isser. Or the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch also writes about this in Mitzvah Shin Mem Zayin. Shin Mem Zayin. The Sefer HaChinuch there has a beautiful, we're not going to read the whole thing, it's a beautiful piece. You should look at it. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah. The Sharish of the Mitzvah of the Aseh, of La'olam Mem Tavodu. Lefisha Am Yisrael Hei Mivchar Hamin HaEnoshi. V'nivru Lahakir Baru HaMalava Lefanav. The Am Yisrael are created to recognize God and to spread the wealth and to spread the knowledge. And if we don't have people who do not have this job to do, they don't have this tachlis, but they have other tachlios, so then we wouldn't be able to survive the whole world. There are kohanim that are lights to us. We are lights to the world, and our lagayim, and we serve the kohanim, right? We give the kohanim things, and the umos ha'olam, when we give things to the, right? There's a whole, in the ultimate realm, when we, just like when there's Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world, then the whole system would be running properly. But that's part of the whole purpose of La'olam Mem Tavodu. People need certain Evakananis. Doesn't mean most people in the world are not Evakananis, but there are certain Evakananis in the world that would help service those to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, Chas V'Shalom, this is not something negative. It's all about there are responsibilities and there are privileges. V'chulu, says the Chinuch then, if then freeing an Eved helps achieve the same purpose that the reason is to not free the Eved, then Mamela, you can free the Eved. Right, and that's what he says. Mipnei shiyisoda mitzvah elo kedei laharbos avodaso baruchu. Acher shebishichrur achshav nasas mitzvah zu, and therefore it is not a problem at all. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar is chayav in mitzvahs too. He's chayav in mitzvahs, like an isha. So therefore, it's not that we would chas v'shalom take advantage of these evakanani, but the iser asay is limited. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, la'olam b'am tavodu, reshus, div Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, reshus, Rabbi Kiva omer chov, and no, it's an obligation. V'delmer Rabbi Lazar savar l'kamad amar reshus, maybe Rabbi Lazar who freed his, maybe that's the reason before, Rabbi Lazar who freed his evet to make the minion, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yishmael, lo saga daitach, t'tanya b'adir, Rabbi Lazar omer chov, that can't be. Amar Rabba, Bahani tlas mili nachti bali bate minachseyon. In the following three things, the following three activities led people to lose all their money. They led balabatim to lose their money. What three? Demafki avdai lecherusa. They let their avadim go free inappropriately. Udesairi nechsayu b'shabsa. And they went to their fields on Shabbos to make sure everything was okay. They were involved in their financial matters on Shabbos. And udekavi sudasayu b'shabsa b'idan b'medrusha. And they were koveya asuda on Shabbos at the time of the Beis Medrash. What does that mean? Rashi has 2 days. Either this means literally on the next one is we have 2 days. This is during the rabbi's drasha, they went home and they were koveya suda, right? And they didn't go to the shir. What's the connection between all these three? Before we see the next line, all these three. So the achronim have beautiful connections with the ideas. One idea, the Chedushei Rabbeinu Azriel, quoted here in the Biurei Adav, says, by all three, they did not use the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusted them with properly. He freed his Eved inappropriately, or he focused on Shabbos with his property, or he didn't want to give the aniyim any of the meal, so while everybody was still in shul, that's when he went to eat. So while he's eating, nobody was going to come to ask him for tzedakah. Right, that was the, or not for tzedakah, he gave tzedakah on Shabbos, for food from the meal. Or, number one, or the other connection that the Ian Yaakov here, the Shmuz Yaakov's commentary on the Gemara, he says, by all three, you're doing actions, right, osamaisim, rotzeh lehitasher, shalobi yosher. All of them, you're trying to get rich, right, inappropriately. You think by Meshachar Avdo, you want to get the money that you're going to get for the Eved, and you're going to save the Mizonos that you feed him, or you're involved in financial activities on Shabbos, or you're being Osek Bisa'uda. Okay, either way, there's a connection between all these three. But then the Gemara continues and says, and then Rashi has another important day, says the Gemara, the Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shtei Mishpachos Hayu B'Yerushalayim, Achas Kava Suda B'Sa B'Shabsa, One was Kovei Suda on Shabbos, V'Achas Kava Suda B'Sa B'Erev Shabbos, V'Shtei Anekru. Right, and they both were uprooted, those families. What does it mean, B'Erev Shabbos? So here Rashi has 2 days. Number one, Rashi says, there's Alach in Shulchan Aruch, that your day meal is supposed to be more chamor and more chaviv than your night meal. Even a lot of times we think otherwise, but the day meal, kavod, if you only have enough money for one meal, the day meal is the more kavod yom, yoser mi kavod laila. That's the halacha that the poskim talk about. That's our second meal. You know, we have to take seriously. The Yamshel Shlomo writes that once he learned this halacha, he stopped having fish at night because he loved fish. So he held the fish until the next day. And I think this is the Yamshel Shlomo l'shitaso, because he also writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that he did not eat fish on Rosh Hashanah because there's also Yom HaDin. So it's l'shitaso that he liked fish. So he didn't have it on Friday night, and he only didn't have it on Rosh Hashanah. Either way, but we have to make sure we realize that's maybe the makkah for cholent by the Shabbos day. One of the reasons that we daf gav cholent, even though some people like to have it Friday night too, a little bit later. But l'maisa, that's the number one. But the second day of Tosfos is Erev Shabbos Mamish. And this Gemara is the source in Shulchan Aruch that one is not allowed to be koveya se'uda late on Friday. We have to go into Shabbos with an appetite. There are all the different halachas. Even the whole day Friday. If you have a suda, that zman is Friday, a pidyon, a ben, a bris, ein brera. But, especially in the winter months, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, in Reish Mem Tes, we have to know, we shouldn't be washing too late in the day on Friday afternoon. Right, after the day, because that's when we're supposed to go into Shabbos with an appetite. Period. Amar Rabba, Amar Rab, Hamakdash Abdo Yatsa L'Cheirus. What happens if somebody is Makdash their Eved? We spoke about if somebody is Mafkir their Eved. So, says Rab, if somebody's Makdash their Eved, he goes free. Why? My time, Guf Elo Kaddish. You can't give an Eved's body to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't have Kedushas HaGuf. L'Demei Lo Kamer. And he didn't say, I want to give the value. So what did he say? Kadosh? Deleve Am Kadosh Ka'amar. That's what he must be. He should become a Jew, right? That's what makdish means, right? That's what it must mean. Rashi says, unlike, let's say, if you're makdish a non-kosher animal, then memela, it means ledame for its value. For Rav Yosef Amarav, that was Rabba Amarav. Rav Yosef Amarav says, ha-mafkir avdo yasal l'cheiris. If you're mafkir, your Eved goes free. Manda amar makdish kol shekein mafkir. If you say makdish goes free, so surely mafkir will go free. It's easier because that you don't have to reinterpret his words. Manda amar mafkir, But the one who says mafka, well, makdash lo, dilma would make amar, right? The whole chiddush of am kadosh, maybe he wouldn't agree to. Iboy lahu, tzarech get shichrur, o lo tzarech. Is a get shichrur needed, or is a get shichrur not needed? So again, maybe we'll start with that, because this goes into the two tashmas. We'll start with this tashma tomorrow, and Hashem, we will continue.